Tuberculosis continues to claim millions of lives around the world each year. The World Health Organization, WHO, says there are major hindrances to ending the disease, including limited access to health services and quality care, inadequate health infrastructure, human resources for health and social protection. Teresa Kaseiva, the Director Global TB Program at WHO, says the Global Tuberculosis Report for 2024 indicates mixed progress in the fight against TB, with the disease facing a lack of funding. She says, with only 26% of worldwide funding for TB, it will not be possible to eradicate the disease.
TB response, especially in low and middle income countries, is important but insufficient to cover essential TB service needs. The report emphasizes that sustained financial investment is crucial for the success of TB prevention, diagnosis and treatment efforts. We have new tools for TB screening and diagnosis. We have much better, shorter and safer treatment and TB preventive treatment options, even for people with multi-drug resistant TB.
TB affects people in 30 high-burden countries, with India, Indonesia, China, the Philippines and Pakistan accounting for 56% of the global disease burden.
The fact that TB still kills and sickens so many people is an outrage. When we have the tools to prevent it, detect it, and treat it, WHO urges all countries to make good on the concrete commitments that they have made to expand the use of those tools and to end TB. WHO remains committed to stand by every country, partner, society, or person that decides TB has no place in its future.
Global funding for TB prevention and care dropped further in 2023 and remains far between target, with low and middle-income countries, which bear 98% of the TB burden, facing major funding shortages. The TB division chief at the U.S. Agency for International Aid, USAID, Sherry Vincent, says the agency is committed to fighting the disease.
We have a global TB strategy that goes from 2023 to 2030 that focuses on, in our 24 priority countries, ensuring that 90% of individuals with TB are diagnosed and initiated on treatment. USAID remains committed to leading the global TB response and increasing our efforts, working together with all partners, with governments, civil society, communities, those affected with TB.
The report shows good news for some African countries, including boosting TB diagnosis rates. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many countries maintained TB notification services, ensuring that cases were detected and treated. In Nigeria, which has the large TB burden, case notification nearly tripled over the past 5 years to 285,000 cases in 2022 from 106,000 cases in 2018. Improvement in the management of HIV infection, a significant driver of TB, has also bolstered TB detection rates in the region. The WHO says significant progress is needed to reach targets for reducing the disease set for 2027 ahead of the second UN high-level meeting. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.